What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King. Check The King out at 105theking.com and The Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, The Boss Man Show, Twitter at Boss Man Show, and Facebook, Boss Man Show. It's The Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to The Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet online when the game starts.
BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV. Covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or spreaker.com/BS3Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
Folks, back on the Boss Man Show, friend of the show, coming on the show for his 18th time, D. 18th time in a row, coming on the Boss Man Show over the years. Teacher Taylor, Fulton Tide on the Boss Man Show, my number one guest ever. What's good, my brother?
Not much, man. I'm super happy to be back on the show. I didn't realize it's been that many times, but man, it seemed like it was just yesterday when we first started.
15, my brother.
That's crazy. I appreciate you having me on that many times. That says a lot about you.
Good, brother. Nice to have you on the show, brother.
No doubt.
Man, how you doing out there, man? How's the summer been going for you and the family, man?
Things are good, man. The summer's good. We just wind down, finished summer school, and so guys are home right now, and I'm in the office trying to do some knickknacks and get ready for guys to come back. We start school on the 26th, so it's a good time of year. I think we had a really, really good summer for our guys and you know, trying to take a little bit of time with the fam and let your hair down a little bit and get ready to rock and roll, man.
Now, D, for you, man, I know the year last year when you wanted, man, so – this offseason, how did you and your staff prioritize with the guys for us trying to correct the ills of last year and be better this year going forward, my guy?
I think the first thing is just trying to do what we can from a health standpoint. Not that we didn't do that last year, but that's so, so important. I've grown, there's a saying that's grown on me that says the best ability is availability. And I learned that this past season. So that's number one. But number two, I think just surrounding ourselves with guys that understand what it takes to win, understand what it means to be disciplined, understand what it means to have a certain level of toughness, to make winning plays, to choose hard over easy. Because in order to get where you're trying to go, it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. And so consistently choosing that is really, really important. But just trying to get guys acclimated to what that looks like and how that feels In terms of, you know, when it's nut crunching time, coming down to 4 minutes left to go in a game or 2 minutes left to go in a game, and you're up two or down two. A lot of our games came down to that, and we couldn't get over the hump, so to speak. And I think this year, that's something that's driving us, is the last 4 minutes of every game, being in condition, being healthy, but also just understanding what a championship rebound is or what a championship basket is, stepping to the free throw line and knocking down free throws, doing things that are rudimentary amongst winning programs.
Indeed, like you said, man, it's like the small things, like a first half missed block, I could affect you in the second half. That could be a point or two here or there. All down on the floor, 50-50 balls, like all these different small things, like being at the right rotation, closing out or doing a backdoor close up. All these small things we teach in our drills that apply to games, doing them in game settings and be successful at them so we can win the game. But all these things add up on that scoreboard that don't really get put in a stat sheet, but they show up and mean something to winning.
No doubt. And I think being aware, having guys aware of those things, what the small things are and how big of a part they play coming down the stretch. You know, the refs, I think, get a bad shake at this deal in terms of their calls in the last 4 minutes. And really, and I'm a culprit of it, too. But really, it's what happened the first 35 minutes. The fact that we didn't box out on the free throw line and gave up a free throw basket. The fact that we didn't execute offensively and we missed a layup, you know, those things compound themselves and they play a big part in the outcome of the game. And that's something that you can control. You know, you can't control the ref's whistle. You can't control missed or made shots, but there's a lot of things that you can control that dictate the outcome that you're looking for.
Indeed. Well, also, I'm saying is this, like, you know, play with controlled aggression. Don't get sped up in the game. I feel like sometimes when game get late, guys get sped up and they get kind of antsy and they take worse shots than they should because they look at the scoreboard and the urge to come back in the game. But hey, we stick to our process, stick to our game plan, work yourself out. But sometimes guys get outside of the game plan, get antsy, and get like, oh, I play hero ball to a degree and take a bad three or a rush shot just trying to get – I know you mean well, but the result is not well for us.
No doubt. No doubt. I think Tony Dungy said it best is in those moments when the crap hits the fan, you don't rise to the level of the occasion. You actually sink to the level of your habits. And if your habits are under control, if your habits are knowing the difference between hero shots and hero plays versus doing what you do every single day, that eventually will win over. And so that's something that we're trying to preach to our guys on a day-to-day basis. Hey, man, you don't have to do anything spectacular. Just do what you normally do every single day. And that will allow and make spectacular things to happen. And if we can get some buy-in and we can get some belief in that, I think we can make some noise in our conference.
Indeed. I know this is not the same comparison, but I was watching the Big Three yesterday. I watched the Big Three yesterday. Those was the Three's Company playing their enemies, and the enemies were up on the Three's Company, and then Beasley, they were not taking – Trauma taking hero threes and all that kind of good stuff. But then call a timeout. They settled down, defending like Evans, defending like crazy. Trauma's locked in. It's running switches or they drops from the blue up and who it was. And finally, they worked themselves back in the game. But they got down by a little margin by taking hero shots. And mm-hmm. It's so happy they were missing and they kept them in the game.
No that's
three-on-three ball. But it's like, hey, it's what we're talking about. Hey, even professionals got antsy and get the scoreboard didn't take the shots that they took, not staying with the process. Took a time out to reset, refocus, and then they came back and won the game on Beasley, crazy three-pointer. But it's just basketball still.
No doubt. No doubt. And I think that's in any sport. I think that's in life. You know, you get away from the things that have allowed you to be successful, or you get away from your habits, you get away from doing what you normally do and you think, oh, man, the time is against me, whether you're in the office and you got to get a project done or whether it's a game time box out. You know, you think you got to do something different. Hey, just relax and do what you normally do. And to me, that's what separates a guy like Tom Brady. That's what makes Kobe Bryant who he is. That's what makes Michael Jordan who he is. And some of the greats, it's not necessarily they show up in these big moments. they're just consistent in terms of whatever they do. They're very, very consistent. So when those big moments come and show up, they don't do anything different. They just do exactly what they do. And they've been synonymous with big moments. But if you look at it, they don't do anything crazy.
No doubt. Like even Steph Curry, like you would think you should be throwing the ball to open LeBron and Kevin Durant, but that's a good shot for him. That's a great shot for him. So, but you know, everybody knows Steph Curry, but you sort of go the ball to open Durant and LeBron. But in that case, only one man, in my opinion, Steph Curry has still a good shot.
No doubt. As I was watching that Olympic game, the fan in me said, hey, pass the ball because LeBron was open, or pass the ball because Kevin Durant was open. But the coach in me completely understood the statistical data that says that is a good shot for Steph. Put it on the rim. Let's go. Let those other two go get it.
Yes, indeed. Watching that game was very amazing to watch there, just seeing the high level IQ of basketball we was watching, man. And for you, D, like just some of the workouts, man, did have a six new guys come in there, four transfers, two freshmen, man. Have a lot of returning guys. How cool was it to have some continuity there in this world we're living in, of NIL and transfer portal, have some form of continuity and seeing guys grow their games. So like you said, we can correct those problems of late game execution with drill work this summer to get better as we prepare for November the 4th.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing is just getting used to the fact that you're going to have at least six, maybe seven, sometimes 10 new guys on your roster, and be okay with it. Not necessarily be okay with it, but understand that's going to happen. So that having that awareness of what to expect, number one. But number two, we're really, really fortunate, man. We have some really, really high character, high level guys in our program that they just understand right from wrong. They choose right more than they choose wrong. It's not to say that they don't choose wrong. They do. And when they do, we talk about it and we learn from it. And that's on the floor. That's off the floor. That permeates throughout the course of our program in terms of the decision-making process. But I think the biggest thing this summer was trying to get those guys to understand our concepts, both offensively and defensively, but also understand who they are within those concepts. Everybody comes here with, I want to win, not realizing that their version of I want to win is probably not going to look like what winning actually looks like down the stretch. And so being able to understand that and being able to buy into that, but also understand the significance of team chemistry, understanding the significance of our leadership and guys getting along. And so there's a lot of things that we try to do over the course of the summer, but I think we established a work ethic that is really, really important. We established a level of connectivity and chemistry that's really, really important. And hopefully it will carry us through, tough times when we hit tough times. But I think that's really, really important. And the teams that are able to do that from a chemistry standpoint, you got a lot of new guys and a lot of different thought processes and all of that stuff. The teams that are able to galvanize those guys and quickly come together over the course of a 9-month or 10-month period, those are the teams that normally went out, and we want to be one of those guys.
And D, for you, man, as this whole new era we're into with the portal and things, how is it trying to build a roster and match pieces now, knowing that you may only have this guy for a year? So you have to really make it work for that year and try to kind of mold your team for this year, not having a team that you want to have like across the board, but I got to make it work for this year with the talent I have now.
Yeah, I think it's hard, number one, but I think number two is doable because that's what we live in. That's the norm now, is that you're going to have new faces. I mean, it's almost like, when you were little, you played football and your coach used to put your name on top of your helmet with a piece of tape. You almost have to go through that every day. It's like, hey, what? Oh yeah, that's him. So getting used to that, but I think just understanding that that's going to happen, and the position that I've tried to lay my hat is just understanding that it's important for us to piece together what we can, and then once we're together, understand that there's a short amount of time that we're going to be together, 7, 8, 9 months. Let's make the best out of that time. Let's not talk about what could be, what would be, what should be. Let's see how good we can actually be. Because I've always thought that even this year with this season moving forward, there's enough tools in the shed to get what the job done, right? It's just a matter of making sure that those tools are as sharp as they need to be and as productive as they need to be so that when it's time, they understand who they are. And I think that's something that's just going to have to be a commonality amongst college sports as we move forward, you know, as we see things are changing and all of that stuff. I think it's really, really important that guys understand, hey, man, I'm here for a good time, not a long time. And be okay with that and run with that and make the best of our time together so that when it is over, we can feel good about what we did together. As opposed to, oh, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Nah, man, nobody got time for that.
No doubt, man. And you got two freshmen coming in too, man. Lolo and Davis. Talk about those two young men you got coming in there for to help you out this year and to be a part of this Fulton family.
Yeah, I think Lolo Lawrence is he's from San Diego, California, so he's right up the road. But in terms of physically, he is physically fit and ready to step in and do some things. I think he is unbelievable athlete. I think the game is starting to slow down for him, and he understands his athleticism and how to use that in the course of a game. Being able to get downhill, but also being able to defend is something that's really, really good for us. So just from a leadership standpoint, he is a true lead guard. I don't even like to call him point guards no more. He's a lead guard where he's trying to supply his team with the basketball so that they can score. But he's also trying to lead them and understand that, you know, from a defensive standpoint, it starts and ends with him. Davis is probably the most intriguing prospect that we've had in a long time. The guy, when we signed him, he was 6'8". Right before he left to go home for the summer, the dude was 6'10". And he is I would call him a Ginsu knife. He can do a little bit of everything. A Swiss knife, rather. He can do a little bit of everything. He can put it on the floor and get to the basket. He can shoot with time and space, but he can really, really defend 1 through 4, 1 through 5, maybe in terms of his length. There's a lot of things that I think he can do, but he also is a young gun. He's only 17, 18, so he doesn't know what he doesn't know. But both of those guys, I think their work ethic has really allowed them to separate themselves from a lot of the other guys across the country, really.
Indeed. Well, them, this has been the last year of the COVID year, so we won't be playing against 24, 25-year-olds like he is right now. So how important is it for guys like Lolo and Davis to get stronger knowing you're playing against, like, truly grown men, you know, due to the way the rules are with the COVID year and guys standing around much longer?
I think it's really, really important. And I think it's important for two areas. Number one, physically, you know, just getting stronger and being able to do certain things on the floor. But I think also probably more importantly, mentally, knowing that I put in the work to get as strong as I possibly can during this time period. I still got a long ways to go, but I'm physically, mentally confident in my ability because I put in the work. And that to me is almost, man, the summer, I think it's really, really important to lay that foundation from a strength standpoint, mentally and physically for those guys. And they have really taken on to that and understand how important that is because it's something that we talk about as a staff. I think it's something that our strength coach talks about to nauseam. And literally, he sees them before they get on the floor with us throughout the whole year, not just the summer, but even during the course of the year. So September, November. He sees them, and then we get out, you know, we get after it on the floor. And it's the same thing in January, February. So from a confidence standpoint, I want those guys to understand how important their work is in there. And those two guys in particular have done a good job understanding that concept.
I got two more for you, D. One on being football coming up. What's your thoughts on the season, man? Are you thinking they're going to give Lamb his money and get Dak, keep Dak wearing one more year? What's your thoughts so far, man?
Man, I wish I had Jerry Jones' number because I would sure enough call him and tell him to give Lamb his money. There's no way we can be who we need to be with that dude sitting at home. I mean, that you have an ability to put a collection of talent on the field and you're not. I mean, I know money is always, you know, a stickler with what they do at the professional ranks, but you're not going to have CeeDee Lamb and Dak for a lifetime. You know, you'd be fortunate enough to have, but I don't think the salary cap will allow that. And so I'm hopeful that CD does get on the floor or field, and you know, the Cowboys can get back to who they are, which is America's team at the top.
Now, D, I'm shocked that Parsons did not hold out. I would have held out. I was shocked he didn't do it. Because you play more positions, dangerous than CD does. I would be like, look, bro, if I was agent saying, hold out, you a lineman, you in the trenches. CD's a receiver. He got room to operate and get down. You don't, brother.
Yeah.
But he didn't hold out. So I'm like, we still got to pay him too.
Yeah. You know, the fan in me is super happy and understands that, hey, man, we need him. We want him on the field as much and as often as we can. Hell, if we can get him on the offensive side, let's get him on the offensive side and let's do that with him. But obviously the coach in me is aware of the salary cap and all of the things that you're talking about in terms of holding out. And I understand both sides of it. But on Sundays, I'm more of a fan than I am a coach. You know, that started when I was, shucks, 10 or 11 years old. So like, I'm a fan. Like, I turn my phone off. My mama don't even call me. She knows I ain't answering the phone when the Cowboys is on. So it's that serious to me. So hopefully we can get everybody on the field and make do with what we got, because again, like our basketball team, there's plenty enough tools in the shed to get the job done. And when I say get the job done, I'm talking about winning a Super Bowl, which is, you know, maybe crazy talk, but I believe in the Cowboys like that. So
you got that's to, what we're going to do. You have to, man. And last one for you, man. Olympics coming to LA in 28, man. I know we talked about off the air, man. But hindsight, it for you to come to Cali, man. So to be a part of it, man, and take the family around it, your girls around it, man, to see this unique event. I remember '96 I had in Atlanta. I remember that experience I had in '96. It was fun. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fun to go to LA and enjoy it.
No doubt, it's gonna be crazy. Shucks, even though it's 4 years away, I mean, we're already talking about, you know, buying tickets or getting access to different venues and different events and all that stuff with my girls. You know, I'm sure they'll want to see soccer. I'm sure they'll want to see gymnastics. I'm sure they'll want to see volleyball. And of course, I want to see basketball. So we'll try to take advantage of being from here. But some of the contacts like yourself, hopefully can lend us a helping hand to make our appearance at the 28 Olympics worthwhile.
No doubt with D, man. It's been a great experience on the show, my brother. We don't know what 19, hopefully 19 will be when you going to the big dance in March, man. Hopefully that's number 19.
Hopefully,
man.
So.
We can put that in the ecosystem now. Hey, and 19th experience with D, we're going to be when you go to the big dance, man.
No doubt.
Hopefully not 15 seed this time.
No doubt. I don't care if I'm a 17 seed. I just want to be in the tournament, man. That being in the tournament, that means we didn't won a lot of games. So that's all I care about. And I appreciate you having me, man, and sticking with me. And I enjoyed conversation with you and all of that stuff on and off the air. So anytime you call, I'm on.
No doubt. Put it in my brother. It's always a pleasure, my guy.
Okay, dude. Appreciate it, man.
BS3 Network. Changing the way you watch TV.
Yes, BS3 Network, changing the way you watch TV, covering content and hot topics from A to Z, sports, music, society and culture, movie reviews, you name it, we have it. Check it out on bs3network.com or check us out on Roku, BS3 TV on Roku, as well as check out your favorite podcast on all podcast platforms or Spreaker.com/BS3 Network.
You are now tuned to BS3 Network.
What's up, good people? BetOnline is your number one source for all your betting needs. The latest odds, lines, and matchup reports for baseball, boxing, golf, and more. BetOnline continues to be the fastest and easiest way to place your wagers, including live betting and your favorite casino and card games available to play right from your phone. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and get in on the action. Remember to use your promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, family? Jared the Boss Man here. You're tuned into the Boss Man Show on AM 1010, AM 1430, 105.5 The King, 50 The King out at 105theking.com, and the Boss Man Show at bossmanshow.com. Hit me up on Instagram, the Boss Man Show. Twitter at Boss Man Show and Facebook Boss Man Show. It's the Boss Man on your radio.
Listen to the Boss Man Show with your host, JR, Saturdays at 9 a.m. right here on AM 1010, The King.